So we're holding on page 89 in the section of Gentiles, Goyim. Our interaction with the outside world, our interaction with people around us, right? Some of us may be more negative than others, you know? Obviously, unless you're living in like Ramallah, but if you're living in, you know, just pulling it out of a random idea in my hat, you know, out of that. Maybe Orlando, Florida. You're living next to a, you know, that's so not shaykh, right? Yeah. You're all from Vienna. Mamash Hazavi Likud. Yeah. So, Ubamei Yisratza Ha'ish, we're in the second paragraph on the page. How does one get to a place where you're beloved by everybody? You know, there's some Gedol Yisrael who are just absolutely beloved by the general population. You have someone like the Don of Barbanel, who of course was loved by the power of the king and the queen of Portugal, who actually offered to him to stay, even though they kicked out my family. They kicked us out, right? They said, the Barbanel family, we'll keep you around. Because why? Because you're good for the mullah. But he said, absolutely not. I'm going to go with my people. And he left.
Did he end up with some island and there was like,
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with. But that doesn't mean it's not true. Then you have, for example, Kiddu the Rambam. The Rambam was Saladin, right? He was his doctor. It probably was his advisor too. I mean, sometimes the best advisors are the doctors themselves. But how does one get to a place where someone can be beloved by those who are, especially the outside world? Right? How do we get to a place where you know, we're not necessarily taking advantage of? Right? It's very important. A person should make sure to really, as they say, keep your friends close. But what? Keep your enemies closer. You hear that? That's a quote from something I'm not gonna say what it is. Because why? In one person, all it takes is one guy to stab you in the back. Literally, right? Right? Be nice. Right? This is actually a very common thing. Again, just pulling random ideas out of my head. Totally not Negea. Orlando, Florida, right? If you go to some places like in Phoenix, Arizona, you go to these out-of-town places, Asaf, right? Goyim love saying hello. They love it. These waspy white goyim, now they may hate your guts as a Jew. They may hate you. They may want to kick you out. They may, if they had the chance, they'd be the first ones to turn on the oven. But they all say hello to you in the morning. Good morning, y'all. How you doing, right? They'll give you that big smile. That's like the classic. But at the end of the day, you have to be aware of that too. You don't want to make it worse. Obviously, I'm speaking, you know, a little bit, you know, tongue in cheek when I say they'll be the first ones to murder you. Not necessarily. They're, you know, there's called Uma, you know, there's the toiv shebu umais, but it's a very important thing that if you're moving to a community, especially a community that doesn't have a Jewish presence, to say hello, be a friendly neighbor, be friendly. Now, there's a limit to it. You don't have the family barbecue. You don't have the, you know, the barbecue on the block, and you don't share drinks with each other. You know, all the halachas of basic yeridaya. But simple, normative relationships with them, 100%. Again, just say hello. How are you doing? How are you? Show a slight level of interest. Because why? One of the most common complaints among goyim is that, and you see this, why? Because nowadays everything's on the internet. You can find forums where they talk among each other. There's an application, it's called like The Neighborhood or something, where they talk about the Jews moving in. This has happened in Tom River, it happened in Jackson, it's happening in Orlando. Right now, where you have people who are like, you come in here and they drive faster and they don't stop at the stop signs and they're not as friendly as everyone else. Like again, why? Because we're so insular. As we spoke about yesterday, the Rosh Kol wasn't here, but we spoke about yesterday about how it's understandable that we're insular, because at the end of the day, we have evidentiary proof to say they haven't been so nice to us over the years. However, though, you have to treat people as who they are, and treat somebody with a big smile, because you never know if that person eventually becomes a city council member, and he'll be the deciding vote whether or not your shul could be ruled as a commercial, or it could be as a residential. Are you kicked out by the HOA or not? This is like stuff to mamash meisim b'chol yoyim. L'chein, shoymer nafshoy, yedoyre shalom l'chol goy katam v'god. You should be nice. Push it to be respectful. There's a famous story about Yaakov Kamenetsky. He used to say hello to one particular person. He was it was before the Russian Revolution. And he used to pass by a certain place, constantly saying hello, smiling, whatever it is. Later, after the Russian Revolution, where I think there's a period of time where he wasn't to get out of, like, I think it was to get out of Minsk or something, that person that used to say hello became eventually one of the officers that was able to actually smuggle him out. That could be, like, totally made that story out of whole cloth, but I think there is such a story like this, which I'm touching on some type of truth, which is, again, you never know when that person is going to eventually be the, you know, the president, right? Even if he has treated you and mistreated you, this is the Peliot speaking, you should bend your head, right? Because at the end of the day, it's from God. Okay. You should really, in a sense, receive it with a sense of... Now, we said yesterday, just to repeat back all the yisodis that we said, but I think it really is negeya. Where this Peliot is like so beyond how we would naturally think. We say, what do you mean? Huh? I'm going to bring these lawsuits. I'm going to show them who's boss. And you have to be dafka in their face and show them who's boss. Maybe there's a middle point in between, but we said what it comes from is actually a very nationalistic, one could even argue, a very Zionist influenced idea, which is that, like, the same way the Italian can be in your face and spit in your face and say, hey, excuse me, I'm walking here. So the Jew could also say, get out of my face. What are you doing? I'm walking here. Right? This is America. I got rights just like you got rights. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a period of time where Jews didn't have equal rights, and it was, in a sense, built into the structure. And Zionists don't like this, right? The early national Zionists, excuse me, like, what? You really going to act like so, you're going to be soivel to the guy who's putting you down? He's saying that. He's literally saying that. To be meek, right? The thing that bothered the early Zionists the most, I'm talking about the secular Zionists, of course, right? The early Zionists, they said, ugh, these Nebuch Jews, they can't defend themselves. They're like sheep to the slaughter. They let everyone push them around. Tell you what he's saying. This is Midas Tavis. So if somebody has a problem with this, then you have to recheck your own conception of what's considered good or not good, right? Again, how it applies, in which context, maybe there's some elements that can change. But you're a Berg Shalayas Anigoy. It's an opportunity to appreciate that you're not the type of person. Just to give you a small little muscle. You know, unfortunately, if someone has had the unfortunate opportunity to have children who are in school and they get bullied. My daughter, unfortunately, was bullied tremendously in her previous school. She was very skinny. It was a whole mice. I've told the story before. The house she was born is absolute nace, but that means she's very, very, very thin. And girls will make fun of her that she's raza, atraza, atraza, right? I mean, imagine if she was fat, they'd make fun of her too. But like, I tell her, I said, wait till you get older and you'll be skinny and they'll all be fat. And then they'll really wish they were like you. But it didn't really work. Okay. So the point is that she was crying, like, they're calling me raza. They call me raza all the time. Can you imagine, like, how painful it is for a parent? But I take solace in the fact that my daughter is the type of person that, unfortunately, yes, she's being bullied, but she's being bullied as opposed to being the bully. How much sadder is it that to have a child who's the bully? I'd rather my kid be the bullied than to be the bullier, right? That's a sad thing. Same thing also. We should bark shalos hanei goy that we're not, that if we have the opportunity, unfortunately, it's, you know, the world is dvarim hafuchim. They have goyim today saying, oh, the Jews are the real Nazis. You hear about this now? You read this, that the Jews came out of the Holocaust, they came out of the camps, and they became the Nazis. And now we're doing apartheid and genocide to all the whatever. Still facing kamoyu. Ukvar kasafti le'o. Oh, we'll talk about this again. Ukvar kasafti le'il l'shagolus elokim chashem l'toiva. That we have been in exile, and it's in a sense for our good. That this is an opportunity for cleansing ourselves for the ultimate gula. An exact tzedakah, right? It's in a sense, it's considered to be even in a sense a kindness to us. It's still better, whatever challenges go on, it's still worthwhile not to get involved with them, not to fight with them. That you're not a guy, that we have midas tovus. Instead, turn your eyes to God, because again, this is the biggest story, which is that when we have persecution from the other end, what happened? You have right now, just to bring it to the modern day, you have these college campuses, right? Oh, these Palestinian supporters, right? Unfortunately, a lot of them are Jews themselves, who they, like, you know, screaming, you know, globalized intifada, and but yeah, the, unfortunately, possibly new mayor of New York City, right? Screaming globalized intifada, you know, the Jews, you know, he's gonna put Bibi in prison, he's a genocide, all these crazy things. So what do secular Jews do? Because they have no conception of that you turn your eyes towards Hashem, which is exactly what he's saying. He says, we have to fight in the court. We have to show him who's boss. Because again, it comes from a lack of complete understanding that all the persecution is just to turn us towards Hashem. It's not popular, but it's truth, right? That definitely is a true statement. I'm not familiar with a particular phrase from Chazal, but then again, I don't know. Yuchal lasis v'vakis rachamis Hashem shiatzilei ba'adam ra v'oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. U'mabereim, which instead, let's just appreciate, turn our eyes towards Hashem and daven that Hashem should be the etzem hatzala. Not to go to the court, maybe he has to go to the court, but not to go to the court, and like that is the ikr hatzala. ובזה נחיה בגויים אשר יחרמיהו עשינו וישבו על גולס מעל ספרינו לגבי רעוב וורל ומרץ השם remove from us the yoke of גולס וישכן ישראל בטח לארצינו that we should live in safety ועל נחלס אביסינו in the land of our forefathers כן ירצון במהירה בימינו אמן שכוח